It's time for Bucky's Legends on the Beaver Radio Network, brought to you by BSUBeavers.com.
Welcome back to another installment of Bucky's Legends here on the Beaver Radio Network. Bemidji State had gone a long time without a player reaching the NHL. That since Andrew Murray was signed by the Columbus Blue Jackets. Matt Reed signed in 2011, made his NHL debut in Philly. Reeders head coach Tom Cerutori joins us next on Bucky's Legends here on the Beaver Radio Network.
Find more information about the games featured in Bucky's Legends by visiting the official site of Bemidji State Athletics, BSUBeavers.com. Download electronic schedules for any BSU sports team right to your favorite mobile device. Keep up with the latest news and even watch archive videos of past BSU events. And find links to follow the Beavers on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Can't make it to the game? Follow live stats while you're listening right here on the Beaver Radio Network. You can even find ticket information about the next Beaver event so you won't miss any of the action. BSUBeavers.com, the official website of Bemidji State Beaver Athletics.
Welcome back to Bucky's Legends here on the Beaver Radio Network. Bemidji State got another player into the National Hockey League in October of 2011. That one, Matt Reed, suited up for the Philadelphia Flyers.
Well, I remember him almost leaving after a sophomore year, after the Frozen Four. And, and Matt Dalton signed with Boston. And I just remember talking to Reeder. All I told Reeder was, I go, Reeder, after your sophomore year, it's not time. And it's the only thing, it's not time right now. And I was concerned that if he'd have signed, who knows where he could end up. Could he end up in the American League? Because it wasn't going to be a one-way deal. And could he end up in the East Coast League? Who knows? But I was worried, too, that he wouldn't get a degree, you know. And I just said, hey, you know what? And I wasn't being self-serving. I just think, again, you need to wait 1 year. And he got representation and an advisor that he already had. But he got it, you know what? And he got advised to stay one more year. And, he agreed it was the best thing to do, stay one more year. And I said, Reeder, after your junior year, I go, you know what? You're going to be ready. You're going to be ready. There's no question. And I go, you only have 1 year left of college. I go, that's easy to get done. And so after his junior year, then he plays his junior year, and he's the most sought after free agent in the country. And I still remember the conversation we had, you know, after the season. I said, Reeder, you've done enough for this program. You got to do what's best for Matt Reed right now. You know, it's time. You're ready. Obviously, we'd love to have you back, but hey, I get it, and you go do your thing, and that's what he did. And he took time. He took about 5-6 days. And what Matt Reed did was very interesting. He had a notebook, and he had a lot of questions. And every team that talked to his advisor, they called Reeder, and Reeder just kind of put all the positives, negatives with each particular team, and. He made a decision, you know, I don't know if it was middle of April or what, that he was going to come back. The biggest thing for him coming back, you know what, too, there's a lot of different reasons he came back, but I think the degree was important to him. I think the Sanford Center, I think captaining that team, the first team in the Sanford Center, it was kind of like there's a lot of different games going on within the games. And I think, again, the WCHA, the Sanford Center, him being the captain. And, you know what, Reeder was a pretty confident kid by that time, too. I think that all helped. And again, if he did play one more year, he was an unrestricted free agent, too. And I think we want to make sure we preface that. He was an unrestricted free agent where he could actually be signed to a one-way contract. If he'd have signed after a sophomore or junior, he had had to be a two-way contract. According to the NHLPA. So when you know you're going to get a one-way contract, or if you can get a one-way contract and they want to pay $1 million, they got to pay $1 million to be in the American Hockey League. Well, they don't want too many guys in the American Hockey League for $1 million. So, you know what? So it could put him in pretty good position contractually, Schultze, after his senior year, but he also had to produce. And there's always that uncertainty, too. Am I going to produce? Am I going to produce like I think I can? So it was still I think it was a gutty call on Reeder's part, but it worked out great, and just tells you what kind of player he was, but most importantly, what kind of person he is.
You've been listening to Bucky's Legends, brought to you by BSUBeavers.com on the Beaver Radio Network.